I should have gone in.
Hey, back from shopping. How was it?
Great. We only had one fight.
Started the moment we left, and it hasn't finished yet.
Now what happened?
I took him to Bookman's. He told me I couldn't go in.
Dad, Bookman's is a menswear store.
Menswear store. No mothers allowed.
She probably want to go in the dressing room with me.
Hey, man, she goes in with me. Is this the shirt?
Wait till you see it.
Have you seen it?
Through the window.
All right.
At first, I felt funny about charging it.
Mm-hmm.
But after I said I was your son, they said no problem.
Yeah. Well, they love me at Bookman's. I make the clothes look good.
Here it is.
Uh-huh.
Dad, when I wear this on my date with Christine, ooh, she is gonna die.
Bookman's does it again. How much is it?
See the label? Gordon Gartrell. This is the shirt.
Gordon Gartrell is a big designer.
Check out these details. Hidden buttons,
mm-hmm.
flap on the back,
yeah.
two-tone pockets.
Work of art. How much?
But the real thrill is the fact. Pure silk. Are your hands clean?
Doctor's hands are always clean.
Then why are they always washing them?
How much? How much? How much?
Dad, if you want quality, you're gonna have to pay for it.
$95.
Oh, well, there must be a pair of pants in there, too.
$95.
Dad, the salesman said this will last a lifetime. And just think, if I live to be 90, that's about a dollar a year.
Theo, I don't have a $95 shirt, and I have a job.
Don't you want something better for your son?
Sure. You want to trade your room for that shirt?
No.
All right, then. The shirt goes back.
But, Dad, I told Christine I was getting a Gordon Gartrell.
Tell Christine you lied.
Dad.
No 14-year-old boy should have a $95 shirt unless he is on stage with his four brothers. I'll give you $30.
30?
All right, then. Five!
Dad, for $30, I can't even get a Gordon Gartrell tie.
Well, what are you, a personal friend of this man? Now, you take $30 and get yourself a nice $30 shirt.
Could you make it 35?
I could make it nothing.
Mom,
I'd grab it.
You guys are ruining my life, but I don't mind.
Leave that. 14-year-old boy with a $95 shirt.
But Cliff, it's not the shirt, it's a symbol. I mean, you men are all alike. In every generation, you go through this same thing. You think you need that to be somebody.
I never needed a $95 shirt. I put on a football uniform to impress the young woman I was in love with.
Well, that's a symbol, and you didn't need that because I already liked you. I liked your little pointy head.
So, where's the Gordon Gartrell?
Dad's taking it back. Just because it costs $95.
Ooh, Dad's right. Those shirts are way overpriced.
Yeah, but I look so good in it. Denise, when I came in that dressing room, the whole store was looking at me. You should see the way it shows off my upper body.
Yeah, but $95.
I don't care. A girl like Christine deserves a man like me in a shirt like that.
I can make you one just like it.
You?
I took sewing.
Hey, I took English, but I got a D in it.
I'm telling you, it's not that hard. You buy the material, you follow the pattern, you got yourself a shirt.
But we're not just talking about any shirt. We're talking about a Gordon Gartrell, the greatest shirt in the world.
Oh, what makes it so great?
$95.
That makes it expensive, Theo. When you pay $95, you're not just paying for the shirt. You're paying for Gordon Gartrell's summer house on the Riviera. You're paying to feed his Arabian horses. You're paying for his Rolls Royce. See, when you buy a Gordon Gartrell, you're supporting an empire.
Gee, I'm surprised it's so cheap.
So what do you say, you gonna gamble on your sister?
Denise, are you sure you can do this?
Yes.
By Saturday?
Yes.
And it'll look exactly like a Gordon Gartrell.
The Gordon Gartrells are $95. I can make it for $25.
Well, here's $30. Can you make it $5 better?
Hey.
Thanks, Denise.
You're welcome.
Christine is gonna die.
Rudy, clean up that room. Why are you lying down?
Tired.
What's the matter? You sick?
No.
Oh, here we go again.
What?
Why is it you can never admit when you're sick? Let me feel you for it.
I'm not sick, dear. I'm not sick. I'm just lying down.
You are grumpy.
I'm not grumpy.
You're always grumpy when you're sick.
I'm not sick.
Well, what are you?
I'm lying down.
Hey, Dad, about that. Hey, you're lying down.
Right.
Are you sick?
What do you want?
Grumpy.
Sick.
Lying down.
Well, about the shirt?
Yeah.
It's okay if you take it back.
Thank you.
Denise is making me one just like it.
Denise is gonna make you a shirt?
The one who lives in this house?
Not just any shirt. An exact replica of the Gordon Gartrell. And for just $30. It's a miracle.
Denise, would you come in here, please?
Hey, Daddy, are you...
Lying down.
Denise, are you making Theo a shirt?
Look out, Gordon Gartrell.
Well, Denise, honey, shirts are not that easy to make.
I have a flair for designing. Remember that party dress I made?
Who made?
I made.
Who put the zipper in it?
Well, there are no zippers in shirts.
There's no sleeves on a party dress, either.
Why do you guys always bring up that old stuff? I think you show a little faith in me.
I didn't say you couldn't make the shirt. It's just that you have this habit of starting things with all this excitement, and when the going gets rough, you quit.
Like what?
Ice skating.
Guitar.
Skiing.
Tennis.
Ballet.
Yoga.
Pottery.
Well, it's just seven. Can't you guys think of any more?
We're just talking about how much it costs.
Look, I promised Theo a shirt, and I'm going to finish it without your help.
Dust.
Yeah.
Got time for a break?
Sure.
I brought you a snack.
Hey, thanks. Where are the rest of them?
Small break, small snack. That part of my shirt?
That's right.
Which part?
The sleeve.
Oh, yeah, of course. Which sleeve?
Theo, I can't work like this.
Okay, but before I go, I gotta show you a picture.
Not another shirt.
No, Christine.
Hey, she gave you a picture.
She let me take it.
It's a little blurred.
I was in a moving car. But look, don't we look great together?
Theo, would you relax?
I'm relaxed.
I could tell you're worried.
Me? Worried? About what?
That I don't know what I'm doing, that this won't look like a Gordon Gartrell, and it won't be done by Saturday.
Yeah, but what else?
Theo, just relax, okay? I've got the material, I'm following the pattern, everything is under control. Believe me?
Yeah.
You feel better?
I do.
Get out.
Did I mention I need it by Saturday?
Theo, believe me, you couldn't be in better hands.
Okay.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey. Taking a break?
Yeah.
So how's it going?
How's it going? I'm trying to get the shirt done by tonight. When you ask me how it's going, it just makes me more nervous, you know?
Sorry.
Hi, Denise. How's it going?
How's it going? How's it going? Is that okay? How's it going? Daddy, I just don't think I could finish the shirt by tonight.
Making a shirt is not easy. And you're probably doing a lot better than you think you are.
I don't know.
Well, honey, nobody said it has to be perfect. Just do the best you can, okay?
Okay. Okay. Daddy, I made a couple wrong turns up there. I'm gonna need some more money for material.
How much?
Just $10.
$10? $10? Oh, my goodness, $10. We always need $10.
You feel warm.
I'm not sick. I'm not sick and I'm not grumpy.
So how's it going?
How's it going?
Hurry up, please. I'm ready.
Theo.
What?
You're wearing cologne.
Yeah.
Next time, put it on before you shower.
Look, they'll be here any minute. Just my shirt.
That's right.
Thanks.
Hey. Did he overdo it on the cologne or did I smell too hard? Come talk to me.
Me?
I'm a little nervous about the shirt. I need company.
Okay.
So what do we talk about?
Anything. Janet Meiser got a new bike today. It's really great.
That's nice.
Denise!
It's over, isn't it?
What is this?
What do you mean?
Is this my shirt? Is this the shirt I paid $30 for? Is this the shirt they're supposed to think is important, Bartrell?
You don't like it?
Ask me the question again.
You don't like it?
I hate it. Look at it. Oh, it's the ugliest shirt I've ever seen.
It's not that bad, is it?
It's better than I could do.
Look at these sleeves. My arms are the same length, wearing out my sleeves. This collar's all crazy and its inside is too big.
Maybe you tucked it in a little more.
It's tucked into my socks. You are gonna pay for this.
Come on, it's the last time I'm gonna make anything for you again.
Good.
I'll get it.
Surprise, it could be robbers.
Right. Hi. Theo's mom.
Hi, I'm Philip Watson. This is my date, Melinda James.
Hi, you must be Christine. I've heard so much about you.
Thank you.
Take your coats off, have a seat, and I'll get Theo for you.
Hi.
Hi.
Dad!
Hey!
Dad, look.
Well, it could be better. But then, again, it's not as bad as you think, huh?
Dad, it's terrible.
It's terrible. Just think of it. This is different, that's all.
No way I'm wearing this. Christine's gonna laugh at me.
No, she won't.
I promised her Gordon Gartrell, not a clown shirt. I'll never trust Denise again.
That's not, I'm sorry. I don't mean it. No, it's a good-looking shirt. Yeah, it's good-looking. But now, Theo, I remember one Father's Day, you gave me a present.
A tie.
A tie. Yeah, you were only 6 years old, and you still remember that, huh?
I'll have to get you a tie.
Yeah. Well, this was a different tie. This was about this wide, and it was yellow, and it had a palm tree, hand painted, and a hula dancer, and right across the middle of it was the word Miami, and it lit up. And shortly after Father's Day, I was invited to speak at a medical convention. So So I put on gray herringbone suit, black wingtip shoes, lovely shirt. Went to the closet, pick out a tie. You came in, age 6, little nose running. You reached over and you grabbed that tie. And you held it up to me and you said,
Dad, would you wear my tie, please?
I wore that tie. And I got up to speak and people saw the tie and the Miami was lighting it and they started to laugh. But the more they heard me and they understood that I knew what I was talking about, the more they forgot about that tie. And pretty soon, they only saw me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Dad, I do.
Good.
If I ever have to speak at a medical convention, I'll wear the shirt. Dad, tonight I have Christine, Dad. Christine, if I wear this shirt, she'd never want to be seen with me again. Dad, please. If I go to Bookman's right now, I can still get another one.
No.
Dad, please, Dad, listen. Dad, look, I'll wash dishes, Dad. I'll come to the basement. Look, I'll sign papers. Blank one. You can fill in whatever you like.
Okay, well, I think you've learned your lesson.
Oh, Dad, I've learned it, whatever it is.
But we can talk about it later.
Later? Dad, don't you see I can't wait later, because if I wait later, Christine's gonna come and that's gonna be too late.
Son. Now listen to me. Up on my dresser is a box. In that box is a shirt.
A Gordon Gartrell? You bought another one?
I never took the one back that I had.
How did you know this wouldn't work out?
I've been living in this house for a long time.
Dad, you're great. Just think, Dad, I was that close to one of the most embarrassing days of my life.
Yeah, about the shirt. Where's Theo?
I'll get him for you. You know what? I must really be sick because I can't even open this door. Hi. I'm Dr. Huxley, his father. Listen, take my shirt off. I've told you 100 times
Dad,
not
okay,
to wear
Dad,
my
Dad,
best shirt.
Dad, it's okay. It's okay, Dad. Christine, this is my shirt. Theo, I think maybe you got it on inside out. No. Christine, it's not a Gordon Gartrell, is it?
It's better. It's the new look, just like Itchy Amarada.
It's in all the magazines.
Theo, this shirt is hot.
Hey, why you think I'm wearing it? Hey, you better get going. Come on. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Theo, wear a jacket.
And cover my Itchy Amarada. Wait a minute. One last thing.
He's not going up to put on cologne, is he?
What?
They love the shirt.
They did?
Christine says it's hot.
Hey, Christine's got great taste.
Denise, thanks.
Hey, less cologne.
Come on.
No.
Come on. Hey, you guys. This is my sister, Denise. She made this.
Hi.
Hey, that's a great shirt. You think you can make one for me?
No. It's a designer original. You make one, then you burn the pattern.
Dad, thanks. Bye, Mom.
Good night, son.
Hey, let's get this day started with.
Bye.
Hey, Bill, you see the Just game last week?
Yeah, man, the movies at McNeil, man. Unbelievable.
Well, that's another family crisis we've survived. Why don't you relax, Cliff? There won't be another one for at least 5 seconds.
Claire?
Yes?
I'm sick.
Here we go.
Will you take care of me?
Yes.
Will you put me in the bed?
Yes.
Will you take my temperature?
Yes.
Will you make soup for me?
Yes.
Will you buy me a pony?